All right, we're going to get started this morning. This is one of my favorite subjects to talk about, and it's the subject of love. And Pastor Sanford already preached my sermon, so y'all can all go home now. So we're going to talk about love this morning. John 3:16, it's already been quoted two or three times. Thank you, Pastor Sanford. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God so loved that he gave. God so loved that he gave. Love gives. Love gives. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, it says, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. What is the opposite of love? The opposite of love is fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. John 14:18 says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Romans chapter 8, 15 says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Fear comes from insecurity. Fear comes from insecurity. It is birthed from an orphan mentality. If you're struggling with fear, if you're struggling with feelings of anxiety, if you're constantly worried about what you have and what's yours and whether or not you're going to have enough or what people are going to do to you, taking advantage of you, if you're constantly worried about those things, whatever fear it may be, if you're worried about that, fear comes from insecurity. It is birthed from an orphan mentality. That means that we have to change our mind. We have to change the way that we think. Because God has not left us as orphans. If we have been embraced by the love of God, of the love of the Father, then we're no longer orphans. We are his children. And so it's just a matter of getting our mind in line, in agreement with what he has already done for us. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4 and 9 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. What is the source of life? Jesus. Jesus is the source of life. Love is the state of wholeness, of completeness. Love is perfect unity. When perfect wholeness or completeness or unity is reached, creation occurs. Think about that for a minute. When perfect wholeness or completeness or unity is reached, creation occurs. Therefore, it reproduces itself. Love is an endless cycle of giving. It is the source of life. God so loved that he gave. And every single one of us that is sitting here today, every one of us has life inside of us. We are living beings. We are a living soul. And that life comes from God who gave us life. Jesus, the Word of God, the light of the world, breathed life into each and every one of us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, he who does not love, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love is the essence of the very character and nature of God. Love is the essence of the very character and nature of God. Love creates because love gives. What does love give? Love gives the answer. Listen to this. Love gives the answer to the who am I. Because love answers the who am I, it also answers the why am I and the what am I here for. Love gives, and because love is the answer to the who am I, it answers the why am I and what am I here for. When we learn who God is, when we understand who he is, when we get a revelation of God, we begin to understand and discover who we are. Why is that? Because we are created in the image and the likeness of God. God breathed life into us. We are living souls. We are living beings. And so if you want to understand who you are, you must understand who God is. And God is love. Love answers the question, to who am I? It answers that question because it helps me to understand I am created in the image and likeness of my Creator. I am, therefore, love-breathed. Love-breathed. And my purpose on life here is to love. Does that make sense? My purpose is to love. Love is the fullness of the state of being. Love is the fullness of the state of being. That is why God, who is love, referred to himself as the I am. I am. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Mark chapter 14, verse 62. This was Jesus responding to the Sanhedrin that were questioning him. Jesus said, I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Jesus said, I am. John chapter 18, verse 4 through 6. If you haven't seen this before, watch this. This is really, really neat. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, don't pause. So we're at the garden. At the very end, the soldiers had come to arrest Jesus and take him to be tried, and he would ultimately be persecuted and hung on a cross. So they had come, and they were standing before him. There was this group of soldiers, and Judas was with them. Now, this is what happens. Knowing all things that would come upon him, he went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to them, I am. Now you see, he is added there, but that was not in the original text. He said, I am. And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with him. It says, now when he said to them, I am, they drew back and fell to the ground. Did y'all know that happened? They drew back and fell to the ground. At speaking the words, I am, they fell back because he was speaking in the fullness of the authority of God. Isn't that powerful? The name of God, the four Hebrew letters, you know that there are four Hebrew letters that express the name of God. It's Yud, He, Vav, and He. Yud, He, Vav, and He. There are no vowels in Hebrew, and so we try to come up with what that sounds like. The children of Israel didn't even pronounce that word. They would never pronounce the name of God for fear of saying it wrong. But we have tried to come up with what we think it is, and some people say Jehovah, but there's no J in Hebrew. And then some people say Yahweh, but there's no W in Hebrew, okay? And so both of those are really close, but the name of God tells the fullness of the Godhead. It speaks of the fullness of the Godhead. It explains the fall of man, how God would redeem mankind unto himself. It is a picture of God being the source of all living, and the four letters speak of a perfect unity. There's four letters. It speaks of a perfect unity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and us. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and us. The name of God speaks of a perfect unity. It's a beautiful study sometime. Maybe one of these days we'll do it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14 says, and over all these virtues, Colossians 3:14, over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. What binds us together in perfect unity? John chapter 17, verse 22 and 23 says, that they may be one, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in love. That they may be made what? Perfect. Perfect in love. What do you feel like you're lacking? What do you feel like is incomplete in your life? We are made perfect in God's love. If you feel like there's something lacking in your life, I guarantee you that it can be found when you press in and get to know the fullness of the love of God. You can be made perfect. This is why Scripture said that He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, first and the last. John said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. God is love. If you're wondering where that scripture is, it's Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end, says the Lord, who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. Who said that? Jesus said that. God is love. Love comes from God. Jesus said, may they be one as we are one. I in them, and them in me, and us in you. The reason that so many are struggling, the reason that there is so much hate in the world, the reason that so many are on antidepressants and are fighting with anxiety and so many other mental and emotional disorders is because there is a crisis of identity. There is a crisis of identity. They're saying, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. Everywhere we turn, society is trying to push their agenda on people by defining them. Everyone is being forced into groups and being given labels. Think about it. They're being told that their skin color defines them. They're being told that they are not their biological gender. They're being told that their political bent defines who they are. Their age, based on generation, we're all lumped into generations. And then they put labels on us that our age defines us, that our education defines us, that our relationship status defines us, the kind of car we drive, or where we live, or the size of our bank account, and on and on and on it seems to go with no end in sight. I'm telling you that there is a push to define people. Society wants to change what we think about who we are. Younger and younger and younger, they are trying to get a hold of children because so they can start the process of unwiring them so they can rewire them to think the way that they want them to think, to say the things that they want them to say, to do the things that they want them to do, to believe the things that they want them to believe. I'm appalled at some of the things that are being taught in our education system and some of the junk. I'm not even going to mention what it is that's happening in Austin and in other places. And it's coming here. It's coming here. And I'm not trying to plug Christian education or anything, but I'm thankful that we have a Christian school. I really am, and I'm thankful for our teachers who are teaching children in godly place, because society is wanting to warp and to change the minds of our young people. And for many teachers, I understand it's a sacrifice to teach in a Christian environment because they could be making more money in the public education system. And I'm thankful for the public education teachers that are doing that are being missionaries. I'm appreciative of that. But I'm also thankful for the godly men and women who are willing to sacrifice to teach in a Christian learning place to help our children to grow up knowing the truth and the foundation of the Word of God. I truly believe that we have reached a tipping point. And we are about to see one of the greatest revivals that this world has ever known. Because people aren't buying into the lies anymore. There is an uprising sweeping our nation and the world. People are beginning to rise up and say, that's enough. You can no longer tell me who I am. No longer will I let you push your agenda or your identity on me. There is a great awakening, and it is a move of the Spirit of God sweeping across the globe as individuals are beginning to encounter the pure love of God, and it is transforming them because they are finding their true identity. I belong to Jesus. I am a child of God. God loves me. I am loved. I am His. Amen? Come on, give the Lord some praise in this place. Romans chapter 8, verse 35-37, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. Yet in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded, say I'm persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. When we finally get a revelation of the I am, it changes who we are. When we finally get a revelation of the I am, it changes who we are. It's game over for the devil. Love never fails. Love always wins. God is love, and God wins. Hallelujah. Love gives. Love gives. Love gives. When was the last time that you gave a hug to somebody? When was the last time you gave a smile? When was the last time that you built somebody up with your words? You gave them a compliment. When was the last time that you were kind to somebody for no reason? Love gives. God is love. God gave. You are created in God's image. You are created in God's image. I want to take a moment. I just glanced over right now. It's such a blessing to see you, Roger, sitting here. We've been praying for you. We are thankful for you. God is good. Amen. That's a miracle right there. God is doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your prayer works. When you get into the relationship with God, when you and God are one, you find identity. You discover who you are. When you discover who you are and you begin to live from the state of being that is your true identity, everything changes. Everything suddenly makes sense. From the position of love, you begin to live to give, not to get. From a position of love, you live to give, not to get. When you understand that God, our Heavenly Father, has everything in His possession, and He has extended that to you and me, why would we live to get? If we have everything, why would we live to get? God so loved that He gave. And therefore, when we live as children of God, we are living to give. We're living to give, to love each other, to give freely, because we know God is here to bless us. God is here to bless us. God loved, therefore we love. God gave, therefore we give. God is, therefore I am. Can you say that? Say, God loved, therefore I love. God gave, therefore I give. God is, therefore I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What will you choose to give this season? What will you give Jesus? Will you give yourself to Jesus? Will you give the gift of love? Will you purpose to let go of all of the false identities that have been forced on you and let yourself embrace your true identity? The power of love forever changes a life. Freely you have received, freely give. Will you embrace the love that embraced you? Will you then share that love with others? Will you share Jesus with others? It doesn't cost you a thing. It doesn't cost a thing. And it'll give you more than anyone else could possibly give you. Take your neighbor a card. Bake some cookies. Visit a nursing home. Go caroling. That'll lift people's spirits. Take a meal to somebody in need. Don't let others do life alone. Share love. Give love. Receive God's love. I want to do something as we are wrapping up our service. This is going to be a little bit unique. It may require you to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. But I believe that we are all capable of it. For the next 10 minutes, I want us to find 5 people, and I want us to speak words of encouragement to them. Y'all ready? Okay, so if we have 10 minutes and we have 5 people, how many minutes per person? All right. We got some math teachers here. All right, go. All right, I thought I'd get back up here before everybody starts leaving. We got one last thing we're going to do together. So I'm going to ask if everybody will go ahead and just come to the front here. We are going to sing a song together. So if everybody will just make their way to the front. Reckless Love. I want us to do this together just as a symbol. As a symbol that we are united together. Everybody come to the front, please. That we are united together as the body of Christ, as the family of God. Isn't it a beautiful thing? Isn't this been a beautiful experience to feel loved, feel words spoken into your life, words of encouragement, words of love, to know that God is speaking to you and through you in this way? It's such a true blessing, and this is what the body of Christ should look like, that we encourage one another, that we build each other up, because God loves, and we are called to love one another. So as we come together, make room, be sure we make plenty of room. Everybody come on in. As we come together, we're just going to sing this song together, Reckless Love. We're just going to sing the chorus. And we're going to be reminded of God's love, and we're going to be reminded that we are the family of God. And together, as we stand here, united singing this song, may we be reminded of the bond that we share, the bond that we share as part of the family of God. Amen?
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, but still I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
One more time, say,
oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the old. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you, O God, that you loved us, that you gave. You loved us so much that you gave your Son to die on a cross, to save us from our sins, and to redeem us back to you, that we may be called the sons and the daughters of God. Lord, I ask that you would bless us this season as we are here, as we are in this season, Lord, remembering your birth, remembering, may it be so that we would be reminded of why you came. You came to share and to show us how to love. So may we receive that love in our hearts, and may we, O God, share that love with those around us. Lord, knit us together in a bond of love. Knit each and every one of our hearts together in the bond of love, knowing that we belong to the same family, the family of God. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. I speak a special blessing over each and every one of that is here, that you, O God, would just reveal your love to us in a way that we have never seen before. May we truly say, oh, the depth and the breadth and the height of God's love. It is beyond measure. It is beyond finding out. God, you are so good. Your love is so great. And may we continue to have a deeper revelation of your love in our hearts. We love you and thank you, Lord. May we be the light. May we be your hands and your feet of love during this season as we go forth from this place and we give your love to those around us. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, thank you so much for being here.